Rudy.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
This is WWE superstar, The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening to The Rock of Song.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Since I have been on this earth, I have done a lot of horrible things to a lot of good people. And I'm man enough to admit when I am in the wrong. And I was wrong about you, Brian. I viewed you as this minuscule little creature chasing this uphill war that you could never win. I saw you busy chasing your little girl if you're around on television, buying a diamond. How long are you willing to live this life? How long until they discover that your dirty little feet are soiling their red carpet?
Covering all the latest in the WWE.
Oh, did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
And TNA.
Being a scientist really started to pay off. A lot of people don't know about that, but being a scientist and being a pro wrestler at the same time, hypothesis, conclusion, same thing. He's a biff, and I'm getting to the bottom of it. I'm like Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes was half detective, half scientist. He's science to figure out cases. Maybe when I get done with pro wrestling, I can be like new Sherlock Holmes, but in real life, where I solve cases using my science.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
They say they ain't heard nothing like this in a while. That's why they play my song on so many different dials. Cause I got more hits than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully black, barack. I cry teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Look on my jacket and hat.
And welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Memorabilia Lane. That's right, MemLanePromo.com for all your memorabilia needs. I am, of course, your host, Lindsay Ward. And joining me, as always, is my producer, Sir Rockin.
Yeah, you know, that just Wild Talk Radio guy. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, just the Wild Talk Radio guy, and we are certainly on our way. We are 2 weeks out from WrestleMania. This is scary. The go-home is next week.
It's Monday. We're like 4 days away from it. It's like, holy crap.
Man, this crept up on us.
It did.
As did everything we've got in the show tonight, because it, as we told you in the pre-show to the Rack show, whatever you want to call it, we have a ton of news. Rock has 15 stories. I only have 12 because, you know, he's selfish like that and he hides stuff from me.
I think I hid one story from you.
Yeah, he hides stuff from me. See what he does to me? We have Impact. We have NXT. We have an actual discussion to get into.
You know I gotta keep you on your feet, right?
Yeah, I know you do. And before we get into all that, though, we have our question of the night.
It goes as following. Are you enjoying the current direction that the WWE has taken with the Shield in the last couple of weeks? So, we've seen a lot of changes in their character, sort of, lately. So we'll get into that later in the program.
We will, but now we're going to jump right into the news brought to you, of course, by our friends over at PWMania.com. Go there for all your news needs. And we have to open with the biggest story of the day, possibly of the week, I would say. Because, well, it's breaking news. As of today, WWE has come to terms with the release of, I'm not even going to try and say his real name. I'll just go with Luis Alvarez. A.K.A. the original Sin Cara.
I told you, just call him original Sin Cara.
I could say Luis. I know Luis, but I don't know the rest of it.
Luis Alverde, I think it is.
Alverde? Okay.
Sounds
I am so sorry I butchered your name. I am so incredibly sorry.
Did you know what you just did? You Sin Cara'd his name.
Well, it's appropriate then. Anyway, so sorry. So incredibly sorry. Many apologies.
Hashtag Lindsay Sincard.
Yes! Anyway, WWE came to the terms of his release effective today. They wished him the best of luck in his future endeavors. Sin Cara has already stated that he's on his way back to Mexico. He should be working with AAA shortly, and he will resume the Sin Cara gimmick, which I guess because he was doing it before WWE, he can, but I could have sworn that they bought the copyright on that.
I don't know, really. It's like, he says he has the claim to the name, and they say he doesn't. It's going to be a legal battle. And, you know, sometimes people are very stubborn, and they will just do whatever they want because they believe they're in the right. And at some point, he's going to come out saying he's in the wrong. Will it happen tomorrow? No. Will it happen 6 months from now? Probably not. But at some point, when WWE slaps a big old lawsuit on him.
Yeah, if they catch him doing it, especially on TV, yeah. That's not going to be good. You may want to rethink your strategy there, but yeah. This really isn't a surprise. I mean, it was and it wasn't. Obviously, they made the decision to go forward with Hunico as Sin Cara while Mystico got left kind of behind. I think probably the nail in his coffin was when he dislocated his fingers and he stopped the match for the dislocated fingers.
Yeah, that was the end of Sin Cara, and the only reason the Sin Cara gimmick has stayed around as well because, well, we saw Scooby-Doo on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, so they had the movie coming out, they kept it around, but obviously Sin Cara is doing much better, so we may see the gimmick stay around for at least a little bit longer. But again, this really isn't a surprise. Best of luck to him. I hope he can, you know, find his way back on the indies. I'm sure he'll have no problem.
He's working back down in Mexico, and he was Mystico before he came up to WWE.
Yes.
As King Kinnon goes, it isn't the rack without Lindsay Sincaring someone's name or a few words during the broadcast.
Hey, if I don't botch something in the first 5 seconds of the show, then something is wrong with me.
Hey, King Kinnon, you're listening live. Come in the chat room. Join us. Be a part of the program. Anyway, don't tweet. I can't read all your tweets. But you can tweet the show at Wild Talk Radio, and I will catch as many tweets as I can.
Yes, you can also tumble him if you know him on Tumblr, but...
Yes, you can, if you know me on Tumblr.
Yes. But anyway, so once again, best of luck to him.
In his future endeavors, and he's already... I keep getting emails about press releases and stuff with him in Mexico and with AAA and stuff, or somewhere down there he's working with. So, he's not hard up for work, and he's back where he feels most comfortable.
And that's what's important. So, again, best of luck.
Yes.
The second biggest story is, well, it seems that Dish Network has apparently done an about-face on the WWE pay-per-views.
How about that? How about that one?
After dropping Elimination Chamber and claiming they were going to drop Mania, it seems Dish Network has reversed that decision and has ultimately decided that they will carry WrestleMania after all, and I believe they're going to carry future WWE pay-per-views after it as well.
Right now, it's only WrestleMania, and then it's on as everyone else's month-by-month basis. It all depends. Somebody, it all depends on how many pay-per-views are actually being sold, you know, and, you know, if they're worth... If no one's buying the pay-per-views, then they're not going to carry them. But if people continue to buy them, well, they will continue to provide them.
Yeah. So, rather interesting. Something tells me somebody at Dish ran the numbers and realized what they were going to lose on the profits from WrestleMania and from the WWE pay-per-views. They probably took a hit on Chamber. And somebody went, hey, this might not be the best of ideas after all. So...
Yeah,
for all of you Dish subscribers, congratulations, because you can now purchase WrestleMania on your Dish service, so yay!
Yeah, Elimination Chamber drew between 165,000 to 170,000 buys this year, which was slightly down from last year, so you can, you know, there's a little difference. But the show overall did pretty good. Also, Royal Rumble did about 450,000 buys, a little less than last year, but last year had The Rock.
Yeah.
So it was down slightly, but still 450,000 buys is pretty good.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think WWE is going to complain.
No.
It'll be curious to see with the network and when the network numbers come out after WrestleMania, what the buys are for WrestleMania. Yeah. I would expect the buys drop.
Buys will drop, but then network subscriptions go up.
Up, yeah. So it's kind of a balance.
Yeah, well, we have a bit more on the network to come later as we go through the news.
Yes. Moving on, speaking of, I guess, balance, you know, besties, that kind of thing, got announced on the WWE podcast with Renee Young.
Before you get to it, why don't we, let's not talk about it.
Let's not talk about it? We're not going to talk about it.
Let's listen first.
Okay.
Take a listen first.
Hello.
Hey, bestie.
Hey. Hey, bestie, what's up?
Olivia, before you start talking, let me just let you know that you are on the WWE podcast right now. I'm hanging out with Renee.
Hi, Trish.
Okay. Hi, Renee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
And what do I owe this pleasure? Was it the bestie hour or something? It's our bestie podcast that we're just starting. This is the first episode. Oh, amazing.
Just
oh my God,
a couple ladies hanging out.
With besties. Is Renee our bestie too now? She has to work her way up to being part of the bestie. She's kind of just she can keep us on track.
Fair enough. I'll count the ins and outs.
She's Canadian.
Thank you.
Qualified fishes Canadian, and then we'll work. Yeah, we got it. Many years have gone into this bestie relationship, you know.
Guys, I think that we can get there.
Eight years. I can't believe you have her back as a potential bestie just because she's a Canadian.
Thank you. I knew that was going to get me somewhere someday.
Yeah, it's what we do.
All right, so
I guess we should just go ahead and start off the bestie podcast with a bang. I have, how do I do this? I've never asked someone to marry me before. Trish, will you induct me at my Hall of Fame ceremony?
Oh my God. I was like, where is this going? What is happening here? Oh my God. This is hilarious. You guys are so funny. Way to put me on the spot. Let me see. Let me ask if Max is available. Yes. Oh my God. That is amazing.
I was just like, oh, please, I know this could go wrong. This is like the people standing on stage that get at the baseball game when they go to propose, and the person's like, thumbs up. When we hang up the phone call, you're going to be like, dude, I've got something to do that night.
Why would you do that, you know?
Oh, I love how this came together on the podcast. It's really working out. It's adorable.
Holy cow, this is... That's amazing, Amy. Thank you. I'm so honored I'd be honored to stand up there and introduce you into the Hall of Fame, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm just, I kind of have goosebumps right now, and just getting a bit mushy, but I just, God, I love you so much, and I'm really proud of you, and I just, you know, last year going in there was kind of like, I know looking out at you was like, you know, you and I are like, we're like peanut butter and jelly. Does that work? We're like, yeah, I'm a parrot. You know what I mean? You know, everyone's like, oh, congrats on the Hall of Fame. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's kind of like pulling straws. It's either me or Amy or Glenn in anyway. So I'm honored to be there with you and to have you, you know, introduce you that evening would be a wonderful, wonderful honor. Thank you.
So very, very, very cool. Trish will be inducting Lita into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they called her up on live during the podcast, and they asked her to be a part of the Hall of Fame. That's kind of awesome.
That is kind of awesome. I like how they did that. So we now know that Trish is inducting. Linda McMahon is inducting.
Mm-hmm. DDP is inducting.
DDP is inducting.
Rumor has it the Click, someone from the Click at least, is inducting.
Oh, I'm sure. Whether it's Hunter or Kevin or Sean or somebody. X-Pac, they'll find somebody.
Someone from the Click is inducting a bad guy.
Absolutely. So yeah, very cool. The Hall of Fame is coming together, and you can see that on the WWE Network. Well, we might as well just get into it.
You can get to see the WWE Hall of Fame 1 week from Saturday on the WWE Network at 9/8 Central.
You know that's when we play cards, right?
Well, that's an hour before we play cards. It starts. So we'll watch you know, the Hall of Fame and play cards.
I'm okay with this.
It's okay. Totally okay with this. Like, we watch Raw and SmackDown as we play cards. It's time we'll watch you know, the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. And speaking of what's going to be airing on the network WrestleMania week,
a lot.
Michael Cole and JBL revealed on the latest radio show that WWE will be airing a live WrestleMania Today show on the WWE Network. The show will air live from WrestleMania Access that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of WrestleMania week. That's pretty cool.
That was like, alright, so if it wasn't bad enough trying to catch up on WrestleManias, now they're doing live stuff from, you know, Access on the network. It's like,
I'm okay with this.
I wonder what else I'll be watching that weekend. Oh, wait, nothing.
Oh, wait, but there's more.
Wait, there's more?
There's more. In addition to the Today shows, we're also going to be seeing a live Legends of Wrestling roundtable on that Friday from Access.
Believe I hosted by Michael Cole himself.
Eh.
With Legends, you know.
Get Mean Gene to do it.
Yeah, you would hope. Anyway, but
Mean Gene. If you've never seen the Legends of Wrestling roundtable, go find it. If you have the network, go find it on the network. If you don't have the network, go find it on YouTube. It is amazing.
Yes, the Legends of Wrestling roundtable's the last one. I think they did it was in 2012 because that's the one that came on the other night.
Yes,
and you could tell it was new because Pat Patterson was wearing the Legends House shirt.
Aww.
So, you know, they just filmed Legends House when they put that one out, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, well, speaking of WrestleMania and WrestleMania dreams, seems Zack Ryder might be getting his WrestleMania moment, aside from getting kicked in the nuts by Eve, where he tweeted out on Monday, early tweet of the week, guys, spoiler alert, that he said, "So I'm in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania." Apparently, he only found out he's in the Battle Royal after they showed the graphic with his picture on it at Raw on Monday.
Yeah, it's I'm in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania. What?
Yeah.
What?
What? I'm working Mania. Wait, I'm on Mania. Yes.
For now, until they, you know, push you off the thing.
They're not going to push him off the thing. They're getting everybody on the show that they can, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. That is pretty cool. They're giving everyone a chance. Hell, we have a spoiler alert. There's another team added to the tag title match. Los Matadores. So there's that. And, yeah, all the Divas are on there. They're getting everyone involved. Yeah, so.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't complain about this. I really can't.
Now, staying on the WWE WrestleMania kick, as we are, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday afternoon, I would assume at some point, there will be there will be a WrestleMania press conference this Tuesday in New York City at the Hard Rock Hotel, Hard Rock Cafe for invited media with Vince McMahon, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, Hulk Hogan, Batista, Daniel Bryan, World Champion Randy Orton, John Cena, Alberto Del Rio, Mark Henry, The Great Khali, Big Show, Total Divas, and Michael Cole. One would assume it'd be on the app or the network.
Yeah, one would guess.
One would assume that's going to happen, but that's cool. I always love their press conferences because if you haven't seen one, they go all out.
They do. They really do. And they actually sometimes use them to help put over certain storylines, so it will be interesting to see what is said
right. And
what is done.
Right. And
Wyatt's crash it would be awesome.
That would be kind of awesome. What other WWE Network note? There's a lot of talk what's been airing on the WWE Network and how some things have been, you know, cut from the network, sort of.
Yeah.
A lot of segments featuring the one and only New Jack were edited out for a while from the WWE Network. The reason it has been released, it was because of musical rights, as WWE now have the rights to use the Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Natural Born Killer song, so they had to kill everything involving him. So it was not a thing that they were in disagreement with him. It was because of the audio. Over the last 24 hours, all those pay-per-view segments featuring New Jack's matches were re-put into the shows. So a new version of all the ECW pay-per-views involving New Jack have returned to the network with a new instrumental theme song in the background and new voiceovers by Joey Styles.
Fair enough.
So, there you go on that one. That's your little... That's the other item I never told you about, because I just saw it before we came on the air.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, well, you know, and you sometimes that's what they've got to do. We know that they have definitely edited music. Not a lot, but they have edited music out of certain pay-per-views and shows.
Right.
Due to musical rights.
Right.
So it's something of... They have to respect that, and if they can't use it, well, then they have to go through and edit it.
Right. There were a few other WWE pay-per-views that were taken down off the network and re-added again because they settled the rights disputes and they re-put the music. They changed music. Like, there was the gimmick battle royal with Michael Hayes. They changed his music because they didn't have the rights, apparently, for it. Now that's in full. Allowed the WWE pay-per-view music is back on there because they got the rights back to it. So it's available on the network. Unedited once again.
Pretty sweet.
So, you know, it takes some time. So
it does take some time, yeah. I would agree with that. And, well, speaking of taking time, we should note that if you watched Raw on Monday, you saw a battle royal, or I should say a four-way, get it right, between Sheamus, Christian, Alberto Del Rio, and somebody.
Dolph Ziggler,
sorry, thank you, for a shot at Big E's IC title on Main Event. And it seems that, well, Christian suffered a minor concussion either during the match or sometime after.
As a result of Alberto Del Rio.
Great.
Yeah.
So he was actually pulled from the match on Main Event. They had another triple threat to determine the winner. It was...
Ziggler.
Sorry, I'm trying to remember this off of this memory, and you know how my memory is. It's shot.
I hold the memory side of the brain.
Yeah, he has the memory side of the brain. He also has all the notes. So, Ziggler goes on to face Big E on Main Event in a fantastic match. Unfortunately, though, Christian is minorly injured again, so this could potentially affect him going to Mania. Hopefully not.
Everyone's going to WrestleMania but Christian.
I'm sure he'll be there in some capacity. I mean, he will be there.
He'll be there.
But, you know, whether he's wrestling or not, that's a different story. And this kind of, you have to kind of start to wonder about Christian, because this is the second concussion he's had in a year.
And there was talk last time of retirement after the last one.
Yeah, so it's something of you have to wonder how much more Christian can really take, because it seems over the last year or two, he's gotten really injury prone, and the injuries that he's getting are fairly bad ones. I mean, as far as, you know, concussions and head injuries, yeah, those are not good.
No, they're not good. There's a lot of heat on Del Rio because I think he kicked him in the head. Oh, Del Rio. But that's a story for a different day. But, yeah, there's talk of retirement at one point for Christian, and there's a lot of people who believe that, well, Christian's best role would be as a trainer at NXT.
I think that's a fair role for him.
Yeah.
I think they could do wonders with that, not only in the wrestling department, but character development, promo skills, all of it, you know?
Oh, I'm with you.
So, yeah, it could be definitely pretty sick.
So, Christian still has a lot to give, just maybe his career may be winding down just a little bit.
And it's sad to see that happen, but...
It is, but everything can't last forever.
This is true. Will the reign of awesomeness come to a close? We may have to talk about it later. So, moving on from this, because I, again, don't have really a good transition, but... DK announced that in addition to the 50 years of WWE book that they're putting out, which I believe comes out next week, they're also putting out a brand new second level book featuring John Cena.
WWE John Cena second edition releasing March 31st as well. This level 2 reader gives fans an opportunity to get to know more about WWE superstar John Cena and and follow his rise through WWE. The reader includes his surge to prominence, his biggest rivalries and alliances. John Cena has alliances, finishing moves, accomplishments, catchphrases, championships, and much, much more. Stunning photographs combined with lively illustrations and engaging age-appropriate stories in the DK readers. The series is a multi-level reading program guaranteed to capture children's interest while developing their reading skills and general knowledge. Level 2 readers help children beginning to read alone with longer sentences and increased vocabulary. The text includes information boxes full of extra fun facts. With DK readers, children will learn to read, then read to learn. Look for additional DK Level 2 readers featuring WWE superstars this summer: The Rock, Daniel Bryan, and Sheamus.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. So, that's cool. Another book coming out from DK. It's always good.
Yes, they're quality products. Please go check it out. Pick up the 50 Years of WWE when it comes out on March 31st. And, of course, pick up the WWE Encyclopedia, either version 1 or version 2, both written by the fantastic Brian Shields.
Yes.
And speaking of, you know, fantastic and wonderful, all hands on deck for WrestleMania, all that happy stuff, it is that time of year where WWE is picking up the charity work again, and they're doing another auction this year. They have teamed up with Drew Brees and Charity Buzz to give away some heart-wrenching...
She says heart-wrenching. All right, she says heart-wrenching. There's a reason she says heart-wrenching, ladies and gentlemen, because for the Superstars for Kids charities at charitybuzz.com/WWE, there's a lot to do with, you know, WWE superstars. You can, you know, do things with Daniel Bryan, Titus O'Neil, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, Bruno Sammartino. There's a, you know, meet Bruno Sammartino, WrestleMania access, and have a picture taken with him. You can get a travel package to WrestleMania that's, you know, closing really soon. Get a, you know, you can enjoy, you can meet the Authority, Triple H, Stephanie, and Vince. Spend a day with Hunter at NXT. Head to LA and attend the Steve Austin podcast taping. Meet Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart at a live event. You know, attend a sporting event with Sheamus. All these fun stuff, you can, you know, have gold dust paint your face. But the one thing that's heartbreaking, include but beyond the whole working out with the Shield and all that fun stuff, we're having lunch with Kane and Big Show at WrestleMania 22, discussing WrestleMania 22. Because that's what you want to do. But you can do it. But the one thing that is on here, that why Lindsay says heartbreaking, is...
You can meet the Wyatts.
Exclusive meet and greet with the Wyatts and tickets to an upcoming Monday Night Raw event.
Yes, and not only, it's not just Bray. Oh no, it's all three of them. Bray, Rowan, and Harper. And basically you get to meet with them backstage at Monday Night Raw. You get the backstage tour with them. And you get two tickets to the show. I mean, come on. That's just like
there are 12 days left to bid on this item, by the way.
It's already at $1,350.
Yeah.
Just pointing that out. So if anybody has $5,000 I could borrow, or if anybody would like to buy this for me, my birthday is in about 5-6 weeks. Just pointing that out.
She's begging you for a birthday gift, ladies and gentlemen. She wants to meet the Wyatts.
No, I want to take the Wyatts home, but I will settle for meeting.
You cannot take the Wyatts home.
Well, technically I did. I have one sitting in my dining room.
Okay, you cannot. Yeah, the cardboard one is one thing. You cannot physically take one of these guys home.
I could try.
You need a really big net.
I can get one.
Probably lots of chicken.
I can make fried chicken. It's not a problem. Fried chicken and beignets. I can make that.
But anyway,
so yes, it's heart-wrenching for me because I see that and it's like, oh, to have the money to be able to get something like that, because that would be really cool. But all the profits are obviously going to charity. They have some amazing, amazing stuff. Not
right.
Just the Wyatts, but
right.
A lot of stuff. The Steph Hunter and Vince thing would be really cool too.
Yeah, you could shadow, you can have lunch with Triple H and go behind the scenes with him at NXT. You can enjoy lunch at a backstage tour with Shawn Michaels. like the ultimate John Cena memorabilia package. It's a John Cena entire ring gear worn from WrestleMania 30, along as well as $200 gift certificate from Kmart for the official Never Give Up merchandise. So here's what you do: you can buy the John Cena merch, Lindsay, the package, so you can get the DNA of Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, but it'll be mixed with the DNA of Cena, and then you'll get some really weird-ass hybrid.
But then that would be really unstoppable. Imagine great promos and the ability to be Superman.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
No? No?
No. I want Boo Boo.
You want Boo Boo. But yeah, there's a whole bunch, there's all this great stuff on here. It's like, when WWE goes all out, they go all out for charity, and this is a big one. Like every WWE superstar is doing something.
Yes, absolutely. They've gotten everybody involved, and it's not just WWE superstars. I know they have some prints available, so it's not just you have the high ranking stuff, and then they actually have some stuff that's a little bit more reasonable.
Right.
So you have to go scroll through everything because there's like 120 or 150 items.
Listen to this.
That they
listen
actually put for auction.
Yeah, listen to this. Learn from the best during a private promo class with the American Dream Dusty Rhodes, baby.
That's pretty cool.
You can go comic book shopping with Kofi Kingston. You can come down to the entrance with Daniel Bryan at a live event for the Yes Movement. Dean will take you on a tour at Extreme Rules.
That's pretty cool.
You can get pampered with the Bella Twins.
Why would you bid over $3,000, almost $4,000 on 2 first-class round-trip tickets in the United States for Delta? You can pick them up cheaper than that.
You can escort a WWE diva during a WWE live event. You can have lunch with Pat Patterson. You can, try your hand at announcing with Renee Young.
You know what? You can shadow a producer at a WWE live event.
You can play golf with Sergeant Slaughter.
You can carry the briefcase out to the 2014 Money in the Bank. Or no, I'm sorry, you make your debut as the briefcase bearer for the 2014 Money in the Bank winner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Bray wins, I'm game.
You're game?
Totally game.
You could be a part of the JBL and Cole show on WWE.com.
That would be pretty sweet.
You can get a behind-the-scenes tour of the SSE Hydro Stadium in Glasgow with Drew McIntyre.
That's a little far to fly.
But they're paying for it, aren't they?
I don't know if they get you to Scotland or not.
I would assume. You can get a European title belt signed by Triple H. You can tour the WWE Vault and Secret Warehouse with lunch with Hall of Famer Howard Finkel.
That would be cool.
That's already up to $1,500. $1,502.
That's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Like you get tickets to the Voodoo Music and Arts Experience. You can get, meet Larry the Cable Guy, if that's what you're into. You get a Pacers signed basketball. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have a cornucopia of stuff, and not all of it is meet a WWE superstar or do something with a WWE superstar. They've teamed up, like I said, with Drew Brees on this, and he's actually donated a meet and greet with himself, including football tickets. And the city of New Orleans is donating things. You have sports teams, so pretty much everybody who WWE works in conjunction with.
Yeah. Hell, you can get a steel chair signed by Vince McMahon.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have stuff that's more reasonable, but then they obviously have the big stuff to draw you in.
Mm-hmm. You can get a Green Bay Packers Collector Series football with transferred signatures for $200. You can get, there's an autographed glow-in-the-dark illustration of Bray Wyatt for $175.
It's up to $175 already?
Yeah, it is.
Jeez.
Yeah, there's all this fun stuff. Go to charitybuzz.com/WWE and you can bid on this stuff. It goes all to charity. It's like, yeah, they're going all out, and yeah, these are once in a lifetime opportunities, so take advantage of it.
Yes, absolutely, 100% take advantage of it. And now, I think that's all the WWE news we have, right?
Yeah. I think.
Say, if you have more,
I'm looking.
I transition out.
I'm looking. We should mention a lot of people have been, contacted for WrestleMania.
Yes. They've contacted pretty much every main draw.
Over the last couple decades, yeah.
Yeah.
So expect a lot of cameos if they all agree to show up. WWE, Shane McMahon is filing a lawsuit against the owners of his New York City penthouse for over $50 million because, you know, there's been a lot of trouble with the building, leakage, toxins have come in and they've all suffered chest ailments because of it.
Yeah, they've suffered chest ailments. They've had damage to their condo, both physical and, you know, as far as they've had artwork and appliances and various items damaged. So they're looking for those items to be replaced in the settlement.
Yeah, and they've had to move out because of all the toxic chemicals that have come in and because of all the illness they've suffered. And they're renting a place for $15,000 a month. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, best of luck to them. I hope that, you know, they're feeling better. I hope they get it settled, because, yeah, that's never fun.
So that was my last, technically, WWE news story.
All right, well, moving on, we've got a little bit of indie news, and then we're going to kind of ease into our TNA story. Basically, Stacy Keibler and Mickey James have both confirmed that they're pregnant, so congratulations to them.
Yes, we speculated before, and now it has been confirmed. So congratulations to both women. So Mickey James, and we should say Mickey James and Magnus, congratulations.
Yes, Mickey James and Magnus, congratulations. But yes, congratulations also to Stacy Keibler and her new husband. Mm-hmm. So very good on them. Well done. We also should talk about, well, Billy Corgan might be getting in the wrestling business.
Yeah, well, he already is in the wrestling business, but he's heading to TV.
Is he now?
Yeah, he runs Resistance Pro in Chicago, an independent company, and now the untitled Billy Corgan Wrestling Project is coming to AMC, according to a press release. The description reads, Smashing Pumpkins' lead singer Billy Corgan pulls back the curtains on the pro wrestling world as he takes over creative direction for the independent wrestling company Resistance Pro. Ken Kiddens asked a question about the Magnus thing. Does that make him a paper daddy too? Ouch. Ouch.
Burn, dude, burn. Speaking of Magnus and TNA, moving on. Awkward transition. Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian are once again making news. If you haven't checked out their YouTube channels or their Twitters, go do that, because they've been putting out some fantastic stuff.
All right, yeah,
This included, because, well, both of them will be appearing in an issue of Art Balthazar's Aw Yeah Comics with Christopher Daniels as the writer.
Aw Yeah.
This is going to be cool.
This is going to be cool. And you mentioned they were on YouTube. If you find Christopher Daniels on YouTube or at FAC Daniels on Twitter, or at Frankie Kazarian, they posted out on Friday, or last Thursday night, late Thursday night rather, Friday morning, the first ever Bad Influence show where they cook. And what did they make, Lindsay?
They attempted to make bacon-wrapped protein bars, but that didn't exactly work.
It did not exactly work out. For all the hijinks, check it out. Check them out on Twitter, at FAC Daniels and Frankie Kazarian on Twitter. Because it is amazing. It's called Epic Bad Influence Time. It was tremendous. Way to go. We talked to Frankie about a Bad Influence show, and bam! There one is.
Yep, pretty much. So go check it out. Go watch it, because it's amazing.
It is. It really is.
But speaking of amazing, I say we take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to talk all about tonight's exciting impact.
Kane Kiddinson has nothing to do with being moles. We're just very, very creative. We know what we're talking about. And when we have ideas, we like to spread them around to everybody.
We do. Although, you know, somebody else on this phone call has more hookups than someone else.
Holler if you hear me.
Yeah, holler if you hear ya. So on that note, you're listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Hey, hey, check us through to shock, a rock revolution, punk. Oh my god, here it comes, so shut it up. You keep on talking, we gon' shut your ass straight the fuck up. Call the cops, look up in the stands, got another riot on our hands. I pulled this mic straight out my toolkit. The fix you wanna be, it ruined all the music. But never mind, those phonies never get it. The phonies just deny it, cause rocking in the diet. Apocalypse now, who's talking shit now? Give me the countdown. 3, 2, 1.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply DaBomb.com.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Showtime, Eric Young, host of Off the Hook Extreme Catches, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Memorabilia Lane, MemaLanePromo.com, for all your memorabilia needs. And now we're going to jump right into our Impact Review, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans.
Quick question. What WrestleMania was that from?
I don't know.
17. Because it's my way or the highway.
If you say so.
Well, okay. I'm going to sit here and be quiet now.
What?
Nothing. Continue.
What?
Nothing.
My mom pulls that shit on me and it annoys the crap out of me.
You just...
Sorry.
You just said my way or the highway. Yeah, no. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, moving on.
Hashtag kill the producer.
The show opens with the entrance of MVP. We see a recap of last week's main event. And MVP says that he wanted to make sure that there was a level playing field in TNA. He mentions Abyss's actions and says that there must be an executive decision. Basically, he talks about he went to talk to the board about this, but, well, we don't get to find out what the board's ruling was as Magnus's music hits, and he comes to the ring with Abyss in tow. Magnus reminds MVP that Abyss it has a service contract with Magnus, so that means, basically, Abyss works for Magnus, not TNA.
Wait. What?
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't he still have a contract with TNA, too?
TNA plays his theme music. TNA play.
They pay him.
They pay him, but apparently they don't pay him. Magnus pays him. Apparently.
Apparently, you know, I don't.
So Abyss is not a TNA superstar. He's just an employee of Magnus Incorporated.
I guess I don't know. Paper Champion Inc. I don't know. Anyway, MVP says that he's fine with the details of the contract, and then he goes on to tell Abyss that, you know, But if he puts his hands on him again, he'll show him a different side of MVP. And then MVP asks Abyss, well, if he wants more from wrestling and life. He asks if Abyss, you know, would like a shot at the TNA World Heavyweight Championship.
Ooh.
Magnus hasn't angry about this. And MVP says that the match will show where Abyss's alliance really lies. MVP then announces that next week Magnus will defend the TNA title against Abyss and Samoa Joe in a triple threat match because, once again, Joe got screwed last week.
All right, can we stop it right here?
Hmm.
So, the paper employee Abyss works for the paper champion Magnus. And the only time Abyss wrestles is if Magnus is in the ring, right?
Right.
What?
But he's in the ring here.
I understand. But the only...
Just don't try to make sense of it. Don't try to apply logic. Just go with it.
Okay. Alright, continue. I'm trying to follow along with logic. Sorry.
Anyway, Joe comes out. And, well, he's pissed. Mm-hmm. Joe tells MVP that he's been... You know, he's only ever asked one thing of him, and that's a chance to fight Magnus uninterrupted in a fair fight. Joe says that he's upset that he's been put in what he thinks is a handicap match. MVP and Joe argue a little bit, and then Joe blasts Magnus. A brawl breaks out. This is when EY hits the ring, and he attacks Abyss. We head to break. We come back from break.
All right, let's stop it right there. Okay, so I understand Joe's point, because it is actually a handicap match.
Is it?
It would be. It would be Abyss and Magnus, since employee and employer, against another dude. That is technically a handicap match.
But as MVP pointed out, Abyss can think for himself. And this is the first shot at the TNA title that Abyss has had in quite a long time.
This is true, but it's still a glorified handicap match.
Because I don't know. I don't think it would be. I think in this case, Abyss would go into business for himself, because you know what? He can do a whole hell of a lot better as a TNA champion than as Magnus' employee.
He would, okay, now we're going to try to apply logic, right? If Abyss only works for Magnus, why is he allowed to fight for the TNA title if he doesn't work for TNA?
Don't bring logic into this.
I'm just pointing that fact out. Anyway.
Logic.
But it's clear as...
Just go with it.
But I...
Fine.
Fine.
Shush your face.
Fine.
God.
But there was lots I need to throw...
No. Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Can I continue?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We come back from the break. Everybody's still in the ring. The brawl has been broken up. EY says that he has a solution for MVP's problem with Abyss. Young says that Abyss is his responsibility and that he should be added to the three-way title match next week to take on Abyss. Or I should say, to take Abyss out of the equation. And so he can give Matt Joe the match that he deserves.
Then things got heated, and well, let's listen.
Yeah.
EY, I respect you a great deal. I do. But I don't think you've earned that just yet, man.
Earned? Listen, you're gonna walk around here preaching motivate, validate, participate, so let me break it down for you. Motivate. You've been here 10 minutes. I've been here 10 years. Where were you when I was in Team Canada? Where were you when I was leader of World Elite? When I was a paranoid freak? When I was a superhero? When I was in Frontline? Validate. Validate. X Division title. TV title. Global title. Tag titles. Hey, even the Knockouts tag titles.
That's true.
Last one. Participate. Every crazy idea this company has saddled on me, I took that ball and I ran with it and I knocked it out of the park. Some people even say I'm the most entertaining wrestler in the world today.
He might be.
That's important to me. Always has been and always will be. But make no mistake, the man standing in front of you right now, staring you in your eyes, is a world-class professional wrestler. And I will get what I deserve.
EY, nobody here is doubting the work you put in. You see, the problem is, there's a line, and you're not at the head of it. The problem is, he still hasn't delivered to me my one fair title shot. And until I get what I want, you get nothing.
Hold on a second, Joe. We all agreed an even playing field, correct? Eric, I appreciate the passion that you've just showed me just now. And, well, you pretty much validated your case. So having said that, I can't deny a man is willing to step up to the plate and do big things. If you want to be in a four-way world title dance, you're in.
Wow.
Check that. EY made great points. MVP heard him out. I gotta respect that. Joe's pissed off, and I can see his point, too.
And Samoa Joe, you're right in the face of Eric Young.
Yeah, well, seems like next week you're going to have a fatal four-way.
And the brawl was on from there. Eric Young killed it in that segment.
When he started listing off everything he has done in TNA, where he brought up Team Canada and World Elite, Super Eric.
He brought up TNA Frontline.
Yeah, I mean, it's something of, if anybody deserves a title shot in that company, it's Eric Young.
Yeah.
I mean, he, you know, he is one of the guys that it's like when he, nobody remembers it because nobody really ever saw it, sadly. But he really was one of the best world champions they ever had.
Who? He was never world champion.
Or he was the, oh shit, what belt was it?
Global champion?
It was when he was in World of Elite.
Global champion, I guess?
Yeah, global champion, I forget what they called it, but yeah. He went for the world championship.
Yeah. But he was the global champion, as you mentioned. It was either TV or global, one of the two, but yeah. Probably global, since it was World Elite.
Yeah, but when he was in World Elite, God, he was fantastic.
He was. EY, as he said, he's one of the most entertaining wrestlers in wrestling tonight, and that is true.
It's very true. And so, personally, I'm really excited the fact that you have EY, Abyss, and Joe all getting a title shot, which is something that I never figured would happen again. So I'm actually excited for this match.
A lot of TNA originals are being pushed right now.
Yay!
So they brawled, and then they set up a match for later on tonight. Joe versus Young.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Backstage, we see Bully Ray, and he basically says that the fire-breathing Twitter machine is back.
It is back. He was asking people, you know, how many tables he should bring to Orlando tonight earlier on Twitter. So, yeah. What to say?
Lord only knows. He then calls out Bobby Roode. And in another area backstage, we see the Wolves asking MVP to put them in a match against Abyss and Magnus tonight. MVP thinks about it and says that it should happen next. Then we... Oh, my
hold
God.
Hold on. I should mention, like, MVP told him, you know, he said there was no favors. He wasn't going to give them any favors. This was, you know, they would have to earn everything. But it wasn't a favor for them. It was a favor for MVP, you know, to take care of Magnus and Abyss.
Of course it was.
Should throw that in. Alright, now, go ahead.
First of all, Rockstar Spud is back. Yay.
Yes, Rockstar Spud.
We see Ethan Carter III and Rockstar Spud in the woods somewhere, presumably in North Carolina.
Yes, they're in North Carolina.
Searching for Willow.
Yeah.
Okay, Carter is dressed up. You know, he's in casual clothes, but you can tell he's dressed himself nicely. And then there's Spud, who looks like the bastard child of the creature from the Black Lagoon and the Swamp Thing. Like, he's in camo, he has face paint,
black.
He's got, like, weeds hanging off of him to disguise himself.
He has a full black face.
Yeah, he is stealth Spud.
All right, here we go.
Ow.
Get off.
Not even close yet. I hate nature.
Sir, my leg.
He's hopping around. My leg. Because if you remember, he broke his leg.
Yes, he did.
We have more from this adventure to come.
Yes, this happens throughout the night, but just to give you that visual, it was...
Yeah.
It was something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will say that. It was definitely something.
Yeah.
And we then head into the first contest of the evening, where we see the Wolves take on Magnus and Abyss in a solid match.
Yeah, it was good. I have a problem with the finish, but we'll get there.
Oh?
Well, talk about it.
Well? Find it. Magnus started out against Davey Richards. They're, you know, Magnus grabs Richards' arm. Richards reverses. He spins. He flips. He flies! And Magnus regains control. Richards flips out of the backdrop and tags in Edwards. The Wolves then hit a double team on Magnus. They're in control. They go for a double team on Magnus, but Abyss breaks it up.
All right.
And we come back from commercial where Magnus has control of Edwards.
And then the finish basically was Eddie Edwards puts Magnus in a single leg crab, and quickly Magnus tapped out. Again, if you're trying to make him credible, I know the idea was to, you know, he tapped out to get out of the pain without further damage. But again, it's making your champion look really, really weak.
Credibility. I think that's kind of the point, though.
I know it's the kind of the point, but we need some credibility brought back to him. It didn't sit well with me. I knew the idea, and Abyss talks about it later, but yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is, but yeah.
The match was solid, but it wasn't anything to really kind of write home about.
No. So the Wolves win by submission. So since Eddie beat Magnus, doesn't that give Eddie a title shot?
No, because he's in a tag team.
But he beat the world champion.
Shh.
But
what did we say about that logic thing earlier?
But I thought it was just for that.
Yeah, part. All logic, no logic.
But I
no. You done?
Apparently, because I can't use the thing.
You can't use logic.
Apparently not. He's shutting down my logic.
Damn right. After the match, Abyss grabs the TNA title, looks at it closely. He then approaches Magnus and walks right by him with the title as we go to break. After the break, we see Angelina Love heading to the ring. She's a little pissed off, and she grabs a mic. She says that, you know, Velvet Sky has not answered her calls all week. She tells Sky to come out and tell her what her problem is. And before we continue, as Velvet's coming out, I have to just make a comment. Velvet and Angelina need different music. From each other.
From each other. Well, yeah, from each other. Yeah.
Just pointing that out. You could have at least gotten Angelina Love temporary music based on what happened tonight.
She had old music at one point.
Yeah, she had music before the Beautiful People, but for whatever reason they're insistent on using the Beautiful People theme.
But if you think about it, last week they did agree to become the Beautiful People, so it kind of sort of...
But she used it last week, too.
Yeah, I know. But again, they did become the Beautiful People last week, so...
Did they?
They did. They did agree in the ring to become the Beautiful People. Then Angelina attacked Madison. Still, Angelina and Velvet agreed to become the Beautiful People. So, if you use the logic word, it makes sense.
Again, logic. No. Going on. Sky says she's pissed off and calls out Love for attacking Madison Rain last week. Sky says that she did not sign up for this. Love says Sky is mediocre without her. She tells Sky that she's lost her edge. Love says that no one messed with them when they were together, and Love says that she has a match with Madison Rain tonight, and she tells Velvet that by the end of the match, she had better pick a side.
When they get...
Yeah, it's her way or... No way, I guess, apparently.
Or my way, or the highway.
You're just going to tie that in, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am.
We also see a video package that, you know, basically details the relationship between James Storm and Gunner, which is building up their match for tonight. And then we get another video of EC3 and Spud lost in the woods.
Yeah.
Where they're still looking for Willow.
Yeah.
Basically, Spud wants to get food.
We have sound.
Oh, we have sound?
We have sound for this.
Sweet.
This is it. I know he's here. You ready, Spud?
Ready, sir. Ah, oh, much better. Sir, what are we doing here, really? I mean... Look what he did to your leg. Look what he did to my leg. He's gone bloody mental.
Me remind you what I am. I am a Carter. I beat Sting. I retired Kurt Angle. And what he did to you? More importantly, what he did to me, attacking us in my home, my turf, Impact Wrestling, we're here to reciprocate. We're here for vengeance. eye for an eye. We are here to attack Willow at his home.
Sir, this isn't an attack, though. This is a suicide mission. We don't know what's going to happen.
You know what they say?
What's that, sir?
Shut up and follow me.
Nobody says that. Sir, can we get some food?
And he picks up his walking stick and says, so, can we get some food, sir? Yeah. Rockstar Spud is the man.
I heard him. Yeah. It's kind of amazing.
It is.
Anyway, we see Bully Ray getting ready backstage to head out to the arena. And he's up next as we go to commercial break. But apparently not, because as we come back from the commercial break, we see EC3 and Spud outside a barn, and he decides that, you know what, he's going to go in. He then pretends to get attacked inside, which scares the crap out of Spud. The camera goes inside to check it out, and while EC3 isn't looking, Willow sneaks up and grabs Spud and drags him away.
No!
Spud is missing, y'all. Call the National Guard. We have to find Spud.
We have to find Spud. It's life or death. We need to find Spud.
#SaveSpud.
#SaveSpud. Yes.
EC3 then looks around for Spud, and he hears Willow's laugh in the distance. We then get another video detailing Gunnar and James Storm's rivalry before we cut back to the arena where we see Bully Ray making his entrance. Ray gets into the ring and starts motioning for someone to come out to the ring. Random fans come to the ring with tables and set them up around the ring. Like, literally, there were tables everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere. So,
around the ring, in the ring, everywhere.
Bully bought a lot of tables.
He did. He went to Home Depot. He kind of cleaned them out. Raven asks the crowd if they know who he is. He says that he's the guy that made sure Dixie Carter is no longer a part of TNA. Ray calls out Bobby Roode and says that if he'd won that match, he would have ended up just like her. Roode's music hits, and he comes out to the stage, where Roode admits that the opportunity to become an owner of TNA blinded him. Roode reminds Ray that he's the one that tricked Ray into going to the TNA offices in Nashville last week. Ray tells him to quit running his mouth and to get in the ring and to fight. Roode tells him that Ray doesn't call the shots. Roode says that when he and that basically he does, and it's when and where Roode wants to fight, and that there is no match. Bully then chases Bobby up the ramp and, you know, smacks him. Mm-hmm. The two then fight toward the ring, and the beatdown is on outside. Bully tries to drop an elbow off the apron onto Roode, who's laying on a table, but Bobby quickly gets out of the way, and Bully stops. Bully then misses a punch and hits a table, smacks his hand, has an owie.
So basically, to sum it up, they brawl for a while, try to put each other through tables. And eventually, Bully kicked his leg through one table. They were trying to do a powerbomb, but Bobby Roode got out. Bully Ray charged at Roode. Roode sidestepped, and Bully Ray went crashing through a table.
And Roode very calmly left.
The winner of the tables! Wait, no, it wasn't a match.
No, it wasn't a match. I have one issue with this.
Tell me.
They need to get Bobby some new material. Mm-hmm. They need to get Bobby another accomplishment or something, because him saying that, you know, he's the guy that was the longest reigning champion, and, you know, he's the leader of the Selfish Generation, and he's hitting all his taglines. It's like, yeah, you were the TNA champion 4 years ago?
2 years ago.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, at this point, it's like, yeah, it's a great accomplishment, but you know what? What have you done since?
Exactly. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, what have you done since? So something of, they really need to give Bobby something else to kind of brag about.
Yeah.
That's my only issue with this, because hearing him say the same thing week after week after week, it's like, I love Bobby, but it's like, oh my god, can you get some new material, please?
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, that too. That gets annoying, but...
But now he's a babyface, he'll pop the crowd. Do you know who I am? Anyway.
Well, pop the crowd before he just...
Right. By the way, just for those paying close attention at home, NCAA, you know, tournament update, it is currently 52-50. Arizona is leading by 2 over San Diego State University. So keep an eye keep an eye on that one. What happens if they? What happens if Arizona loses?
Go Cards. Go Cards. They play Kentucky tomorrow, either tomorrow or Saturday.
Tomorrow.
I may have to watch that at work, depending on what time it's on.
Tomorrow night. You'll be home.
I'll be home? Yeah. Will it be during SmackDown?
Probably.
Shit. Wait, which airing?
Both.
Damn it!
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it later. Anyway, we go backstage, we see Abyss approaching Magnus with a TNA title, and basically addresses the issue that we pointed out earlier, where, you know, Abyss asked Magnus about tapping out so quickly. Magnus says he doesn't care about the matches, basically, if the title is not on the line, and Abyss points out that, well, Magnus wasn't the only one in that match, and Abyss really hates to lose. Magnus reminds Abyss
Abyss hates to lose, but he's only an employee of a guy who's the wrestler. Abyss is just a guy.
Would you stop?
But I'll be good. I'm so defeated. Continue.
Magnus then reminds Abyss that he needs to lose to help him to retain his title. And he tells Abyss to not let MVP get into his head, and then we cut to break. When we come back, we see another commercial for James Storm and Gunner. Basically, they're in separate areas preparing for their match. Storm looks really kind of scary. We then see another video package with Nux, which is a follow-up from last week. Basically, he's walking around a warehouse with a chicken booty shorts, where they're looking at a bunch of damaged video game equipment, that kind of thing, from a flood, and she's telling him, oh, you know, you never should have left, and he's saying, you know, well, I got dreams, damn it. Kind of felt like something out of a movie, or really bad porn, take a pick.
Was it the very, very bad porn because of the booty shorts?
Yes, it was a very bad porn because of the booty shorts. I could have almost taken her seriously. It's like, it's one thing if she had worn, like, Daisy Dukes. Like, that would have been one thing. If she wore really short shorts, I could have taken that seriously. But I swear to God, she had more butt cleavage than I've ever seen in my life.
Now, you do realize this would have been incest? Is that what his, I think it was his sister?
I don't know if that was his sister or if that was his ex-girlfriend.
Because she said you
think it was the ex-girlfriend.
I thought it was the sister because she said he has to go talk to the father.
But it could have been her father because in the last week's promo, he talked about how a girl he used to date that he hadn't heard from in a long time had called him and asked for his help, and so he was going out to help.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's going on with it, but they're trying to do something with Nux, so...
Yeah, they're trying. And yeah, like I said, it is something out of a movie. It is, you could have set up a bad porno scene out of it.
You really kind of could have.
Could. She had the looks that... Here's the abandoned spot, blah, 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 blah. There you go.
Yeah, pretty much the ultimate setup.
Boom, chicka, wow, wow.
Life after aces and eights, man. Life after aces and eights. We come back to the ring where Angelina Love is making her entrance again, and then we have Madison Rain come out. Madison and Angelina get into it. They had a pretty good match. Velvet has changed.
Mm-hmm. She got in gear, apparently.
She got in gear.
Apparently.
And a very spiky bra. And, well, you know, the two went back and forth. Velvet was cheering for both until, well, Velvet picked her side.
Yeah, Velvet did. Angelina was arguing with Velvet throughout the match. Velvet did pick her side as she DDT'd Madison on the outside. Swerve!
Like you didn't see it coming. And then, you know, basically Velvet threw Madison back in the ring for Angelina to pick up the victory. And so the beautiful people are back in force. Velvet Sky makes a heel turn. And well, Madison Rain is left out in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Backstage, we get a really, really, really good promo between Eric Young and ODB. Basically, he tells her that he's ready for tonight. He says that people and Joe are going to find out that it isn't smart not to believe in him.
It's not about the title belt. It's proving that he belongs.
And Sirius EY is serious, and it's awesome. We come back from break, and backstage we see Kenny King in MVP's office, and King asks what MVP has for him tonight, and basically, well, he didn't have anything.
Next week. But, okay, next week. Next week.
Yeah, next week. MVP promises that he will have the big plans for Kenny King next week. We then cut to the other side of arena where Samojo is in the ring and EY is entering and they get ready to have their match. God, this was a good match.
I wanted more time.
Yeah, it needed more time. They could have cut something from Storm and Gunner and given it to this match because this deserved more time.
Mm-hmm. The finish, EY was fought off of Joe for a while, but Joe got locked in the choke. And, well, he choked out EY, but at the same time, Joe wins by way of a knockout. But it looked like Joe's shoulders were on the mat.
Yeah, in fact, we had Earl Hebner come down and talk to his son, Brian, about...
That very same thing.
That very same thing, and, well, Smojo keeps the victory. But there was some questions mm-hmm. as far as what was going on, so we could potentially see another match between these two to settle that.
Possibly.
I wouldn't mind seeing another match between these two.
Oh, I want to see another match. Make it for the world title, too.
Please. Anyway, we come back from break, and we see EC3 heading toward a house, looking for Spud and Willow. We then get a video from last week where it explains why Samuel Shaw has been suspended for a week, where basically he trapped Christy Hemme in a dressing room and cut off some of her hair and freaked her out. We also find out...
Hold on.
Let me get it out. He will then wrestle Mr. Anderson next week in a straight jacket match. Okay, go.
Well, now, if we are talking this in real sense, right? This is real world. If you have an employee harassing another employee the way Samuel Shaw is harassing Christy, wouldn't you get rid of the person doing the harassing?
Technically, yes, but it depends on what's going on.
He just cornered her in a locker room, cut her hair.
But businesses have to be careful and they have to take certain steps. So it's something of, he's been warned.
He's been warned and suspended. Why is
right, he's been warned and he hasn't backed off, so now he's been suspended. And if he doesn't back off after the suspension and after he faces Mr. Anderson in a straight jacket match, then we start talking about more serious consequences.
I'm going to throw out that word again. Logic would say he should be fired already.
Logic would say he should be fired already, but what if what has been the constant theme throughout the night?
No logic, I know.
No logic.
Don't use the word logic when it comes to TNA wrestling. I got it.
Anyway, we see another video highlighting Storm and Gunner's feud. And now we're back in the ring as James Storm and Gunner are making their entrances.
Alright, they beat the crap out of each other for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty much what sums it up. It was a good match, but again, they could have given some time to some of the other matches.
They could have, but they beat the crap out of each other for 10 minutes. They used weapons aplenty. There was one, oh god. So Gunner pulls out a bunch, like three chairs, and then Taz makes some weird line about air fresheners. What'd you get from a car? Air fresheners for the cars. It's like, what? I was literally standing there going, what? Made no sense. Good match, though.
It's Taz.
It is Taz. Storm, Gunner grabbed the beer bottle, smashed it over Storm's head, and then hit the, it's not the gun rack, it's some other move, I think.
He hit his finisher on Storm for the victory.
Mm-hmm.
So Gunner has gotten his revenge. It's the Hangar 18.
All right, so Gunner got his revenge, yeah, for beating his for the destruction of his father last week, yes. Because I know Gunner beat him at lockdown, so it's like revenge. Oh yeah, the beatdown of the father. That's right.
Either way, it was a good match. And now we move on to where, well, frankly, shit got weird.
Here you go. Just listen.
Jeff! Jeff Hardy! Great interior! Jeff! Oh, I'm sorry. You're not Jeff Hardy anymore. You are a figment of your imagination. You're Willow. Willow, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You give me back Rockstar Spud, and I will burn this place to the ground and build a parking lot over it. Spud. Spud, where's Willow? Where's Willow?
Get me out of here!
Stop! Where's Willow?
I don't know. Just...
Willow. Willow! Show yourself! This is nonsense! This is ridiculous! Where are you, Willow? Here!
Get me out of here, sir. He's gone, sir. Get me out of here.
You want to play games? You want to play games? Game on! Game on!
Yeah, this was... Like, I get what they're trying to do, but just to kind of give you the visual of it, they're in this abandoned house. Spud is tied up on a bed, and the only thing stopping him from getting off the bed is something around his neck that's tied to the bed frame.
Kinky.
You have Ethan the Carter III wandering around the house. Willow shows up, beats the crap out of him, kind of with the umbrella, and then he leaves.
He touched him with a creepy hand too.
It's the skeleton hand.
Yeah.
And it's something of it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, this was just... I'm just going to sum this up to, again, it is something weird that Jeff Hardy is doing that I don't understand.
At least it wasn't a Sting ripoff.
You're right. But it's just, it's something of... I can applaud him wanting to do something different, but at the same time for me, it's like, it comes out of Jeff Hardy's head, and it just, you have no understanding of it.
No, you really, really don't.
So anyway, that is Impact. Overall, a good show.
Yes.
The Willow segments were really weird, minus, you know, Carter and Spud wandering through the...
I will say this, Carter and Spud are a great duo. I'm really digging both guys.
Oh, yeah. They're perfect together. They really, really, really are.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Looking forward to seeing more of this, I think. Anyway, on that note, we're going to take our first break of the, or I should say our second break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about tonight's exciting NXT. It was Vengeance Night.
Plus, so
did...
Go ahead.
Did Natty get a little vengeance on Charlotte? Did Bo Dallas overcome Adrian Neville to regain his NXT title? I guess you're going to have to tune in and listen. So you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be right back.
So take some good advice, you better stop and think twice. Will you take your first step out that door? If you wanna step up, step up. You're gonna get knocked out, knocked out. If you wanna step up, step up. You're gonna get knocked out. You have your chance to walk away. Live to see another day. If you wanna step up.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gift bang or something. Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world gangbang style.
Weird.
Wow. becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing up at the party. Oh, you done the battle over here. That's the horse you have, that's the horse you have. Not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in disguise? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't hurt you.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club stays still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club stays still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to play something else, Rock. I'm going to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once.
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you...
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
after 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments... and the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various coworkers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Hello.
characters. In the show, one says yes, one says no. Decide.
Anyway, welcome back to the rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. What mania is that from?
WrestleMania 22. You'll hear the... Yeah, we'll let it play in the background in a second. By the way, give a little score update. It is a 5-point game with 19 seconds to go. And San Diego State is at the line.
Okay.
This was Shinedown's I Dare You.
Yeah, I don't remember this at all. I know the one that we went out to was 20.
Yes. That was Drowning Pool's Step Up. Earlier we played Raiding in the Stars. That was, what, 26, 27?
That was 27.
27. And we had WrestleMania 19's Limp Bizkit's Crack Addict in the earlier segment as well. We have one more song, too. To come.
Oh, we have one more. Yes, because we have our closing song.
Yeah.
But before we can do all that, well, we got to do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So before Lindsay goes and names her tweets, it is key, ladies and gentlemen, to hit your free throws at the end of the game. If you don't, you make the game a lot more tense because it's a 4-point game right now. And that's the game. Because they missed a three and missed the layup for the two, so it's now a 4-point game with 2 seconds to go. San Diego had one opportunity, and, well, they blew it. Anyway, Tweet of the Week.
To only lose to the number one seed by 4 points, that's not bad.
No, but they had a chance to win the game, so Kane Kins can jump for joy one more time for his Arizona.
Go Cards. Anyway, Corey Graves. No war has ever been waged as epic and brutal as a man's brain versus his heart.
This is a true fact.
Yes. Corey Graves again. Just ate so many Samoa's Girl Scout cookies, I can no longer be hurt by headbutts. Mm-hmm. Rob Schomburger. Guest of the Rack last week. Go listen.
RackRadioShow.com.
Hopefully, Outlook Harper get successful enough to finally get that shirt washed or enter a rivalry with at Mr. Clean and at Tide.
That's a clever one. Well done.
Renee Young, currently choking on Canada Dry. This is bittersweet. Renee Young again. My iPhone just went bonkers on my USB cord. My natural reaction was to blow into my USB input a la Nintendo. Hashtag 90s kid.
You know, if you ever have a microphone problem, just blow into the microphone. It's a fact. It works.
Yes, it does.
It's proven. Scientifically proven. Hashtag CB Radio.
And lastly from Renee Young, I'm going to try on dresses! Ah! And she makes a whole bunch of, like, random letters. Hashtag WrestleMania, hashtag Hall of Fame, hashtag I need an adult. I love Renee Young. She's so cute.
She is the best. She is the best.
And that's all I got.
That's all you got. John Bradshaw Layfield. The Jets release Sanchez, please. Dallas Cowboys release Romo. Hashtag release Friday. Hashtag lifelong fan. Samoa Joe. Everyone is all about podcasts and YouTube channels. The hipster thing to do is start a hotline. Hashtag 99 cents first minute. AJ Lee, thanks for the birthday wishes, but you didn't get me anything but intrusive questions about my personal life. So basically, you're all my mom. Chris Jericho. Genius how Raw is ever so subtly setting up Schwarzenegger vs. Scooby at WrestleMania 30. Hashtag money. Missy Hyatt tweets, can Cena's legacy be taken away in a divorce? Lance Storm replied, only half. She can only get half of it.
Bray Wyatt's going to get the other half.
Mm-hmm. At WrestleMania. Gabe Sapolsky goes, I try to avoid to use the term dream match, but it's time to bring it out for Chris Hero versus Masato Tanaka at Dragon Gate USA on April 4th. Samoa Joe replies, survey says, bzzz. Gabe Sapolsky replies, come on, Joe, you used to smile with pride when I described all your matches as dream matches. Hashtag admit it. Joe replied, I just thought you had odd dreams. Now we're going to ruin some children's books. Dolph Ziggler, Two Girls, One Curious George. Jim Corderas, Charlotte's Weed. Mike Morales, The Lady and the Tramp Stamp. Judah Freelander, Where the Girls Gone Wild Things Are. Will Wheaton, One Fish, Two Fish, Let's Do Heroin. The Little Train That Just Can't Even. Will Wheaton, Tales of a Fourth Grade Dealer. Betty Frickin' White, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Mercury Poison. Someone named Southpaw goes, The Little Engine That Could Give You Your could give your Childhood Asthma. The Skylar Brothers, James and the Giant Penis. And one more for the Ruin a Children's Book. One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, I Break Your Fucking Neck. Suplex, You Put You in the Camel Clutch, Make You Humble. Iron Cheek. Someone tells Zeb Coulter to go to hell. He replies, oh, you're inviting me to your house? Pow! Not Bill Walton. Nick's look as tired, frustrated, and helpless as a fat man trying to cut his toenails. Not SportsCenter. Breaking! After giving up 51 points to the Lakers in the third quarter, the NBA has demoted the Knicks to the WNBA. Never to return again. Not Bill Walton. Lakers hold Knicks under 100. Fans get tacos. Best season ever. And finally, Betty freaking White. Overheard. You're just further along in Candy Crush than me because you go to the bathroom more. And that is Tweet of the Week.
Can't seek help immediately.
Who? Who needs to seek help immediately?
Anybody that plays it.
Hey, no, no, no.
Yes.
No.
We're going to get you help.
I don't need help.
You need help.
No, I don't. I swear.
When was the last time you played it?
Four hours ago?
You could see the look I'm giving you. Anyway, wait.
How often do you play your Facebook games?
How often do I play my Facebook games?
Yeah.
Twice a day.
Okay. When was the last time you played it?
When I got home from work.
Okay. That was a few hours ago. So, not that
That was big. More... No. That was like 6 hours ago.
Okay.
7 hours ago.
Okay, I played it 4 hours ago. It doesn't like I played it all day. I played it twice today.
And I know you, though. I know how often you have played it. You have been doing the show, and you have played it.
That's a lie. I don't do it while we play the show.
Uh-huh.
After the show, that's a different story.
Yeah. See? Anyway, moving on now to talk about tonight's exciting NXT Vengeance. And, well, it had a lot of matches on this show.
Yeah, tonight was Vengeance, which means rematches from previous, encounters. So, the show opened with Mojo Rawley taking on CJ Parker, a rematch from NXT Arrival. This match was solid. Parker had control early. Mojo at one point missed a big splash and ate a big lariat from Parker. Mojo was able to make his comeback and hit the hyper drive for the win. Mojo Rawley wins. Get hyped. What do you think?
Decent match. Very decent match.
Yeah. CJ Parker freaked out after the match. A little bit.
I don't... See, my thing with it is I'm not sure about CJ Parker.
I'm not digging it yet. I don't feel it.
His shorts bother me, because it looks like he took them off a diva.
He may
I'm have. Sorry. They do. They look like he stole them from a diva.
He may have. You never know.
He may have. We never know. But yeah. I mean, this was a decent match, but again, it's I'm not feeling CJ Parker. I kind of like Mojo Rawley, but I'm not feeling Parker yet. Like, I like his look, I like the dreads and everything, but something's just not right.
Alright, so there you go. We had an injury update on Sami Zayn. According to him, there was no concussion. Sami said he was fine. You know, all the symptoms went away right after the match. Later in the show, they actually say he had a concussion, but this segment contradicted that point. But, you know, whatever. He says he's no concussion, so we'll see how well Sami Zayn is when he returns to the ring next week. From there, we move on to our second contest, the match that was supposed to happen at Arrival.
Arrival.
Tyler Breeze and Xavier Woods.
Yeah, Tyler Breeze was about to get all funky up on Tyler Breeze's pretty face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was. It was back and forth early on. Neither man had an advantage. Woods finally took advantage. He went for the honor roll at one point, and Breeze was able to get out of the way. And then Breeze was able to hit that beauty shot for the W. Tyler Breeze picks up the victory for Xavier Woods. This match was fine. Could have used a couple more minutes, but it was solid.
I would agree. We're going to say that probably a lot about the matches tonight, is they could, you know, and that's just my general comment every time we talk about an NXT, is they need more time. They would just expand the show out even 30 minutes. I think that would do wonders for them.
Or take one match out and expand.
Or take one match out and expand, but I'd like to see them actually take NXT out and expand it out. And I'm sure at one point they will, but just due to taping schedules right now, they can't.
Right. We then had the challenger for the evening, Bo Dallas, talking about his title match with Neville coming up. Talked about how Neville has his title. Neville actually never beat him. All we learned in the match at Arrival that he was good at climbing a ladder. Said this isn't a jungle gym competition, and he will win the title back tonight because you can believe that.
He's so goddamn cheesy. It's amazing.
Now, before we move on, speaking of Bo...
Yes. I seem to have a habit of being able to get the WWE NXT Twitter to retweet stuff, and I finally got them to retweet the Bo Leave It piece, which is featured on my Redbubble store, and I saw on my Behance.net/Linsward.
LINSWARD.
Yes. It's still up on my Twitter, at Linsward, LINSWARD as well. And they retweeted it out to the WWE Universe, and, well, Miss Sasha Banks liked it, because she favorited it, so it's boss-approved.
That works.
Not Bo Dallas-approved yet, but it's boss-approved, so...
It's a start.
It's a start, but I just thought that was pretty cool, because I've been trying to get them to retweet it out or try to get it up on the app, and it's something of... I finally got them to retweet at least the artwork, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So, yay!
Go you. That's awesome.
And I love how everybody was, like, tweeting me. He's like, he's such a crap wrestler and this, that, and the other. It's like, I just did a piece on him. Can just...
I know, I read that. I was like, wait, what?
It's like, you know, keep your opinions to yourself on that. Because it's like, I'm just trying to get my artwork out there. That's all I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. Advertising. Free advertising. Courtesy of the WWE Twitter. Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yay! So hopefully that leads to more. Maybe it'll be up on the app.
Who knows? Well, he needed... Anyway, talk about that in a minute. Corey Graves took on Yoshitatsu. Sort of looked like Graves underestimated Tatsu early on in the matchup. Tatsu fired off a lot of offense. A couple quick near falls on Corey Graves early in the contest. But Corey Graves finally took advantage, took over, and he brutally worked over the leg of Yoshitatsu. Corey Graves locked in Lucky 13 and made Tatsu tap out. Nice way to get Corey Graves over. I'm still not digging him totally yet, but something about the look just doesn't click yet. But he can go.
He can go
within the ring a little bit.
He's good in the ring. He's okay on the mic. It's something of, I think the look is just still too, there's something CM Punk about it.
A little CM Punk about it. Something that you don't believe the dude is a wrestler with the look.
Yeah. And that's just the thing. After the match, he grabs a mic and he tells Sami Zayn that last week he thinks he got the message, and he tells Zayn not to be a fool and to stay down.
Yes. So yeah, this was a way to get Corey Graves over. Up next, in a surprising good match, not to say people involved were surprising, just the way they wrestled, it was Charlotte with Sasha and stick figure Summer taking on Natalya Neidhart, former guest on the Rack a couple weeks ago. Check it out, RackRadioShow.com. It's on YouTube. Check out our YouTube page as well. With Bret the Hitman Hart.
You're almost as shameless as the Hart family, I swear.
Gotta promote our stuff. The reason why I said this was surprising a little bit, because they did a lot of chain wrestling to start off this matchup, really throughout. Natty finally took control. She at one point slapped Charlotte and then, running across the ring, she stepped on Charlotte's head, which is funny, then sat on Charlotte in a, mocking Sasha a little bit, which was kind of funny. Charlotte took control at that point because she didn't like being, taunted at. She started working over the leg of Natalya. She went for the figure four. Natty was able to counter. Charlotte then went right back to work on the leg. Natty countered a kick from Charlotte and then went for the sharpshooter. As she has it locked in, the boss, Sasha Banks, interfered, causing a disqualification. Natty was able to fight both of them off and sent them going, but Natty wins by disqualification.
Yeah, this was a really, really, really good match. Could have used more time.
But again, for Charlotte as being young in the business as she is, she was pretty good. I was impressed by Charlotte tonight.
She got skills.
She does, and it helped that she was in the ring with Natty. But Charlotte knows how to work a little bit, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, Charlotte's going to become a big asset to that company over time, which is what you want.
Yeah, she's a long way to go, but natural instincts are there.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. But yeah, congratulations to the girls. Fantastic job. After this, we see Adrian Neville in the back. He says this match isn't much different from the last. He says that Bo is no slouch in the ring, but he has the momentum behind him, and he will not let that change.
Hold on. Alright, because I want to be critical of it. Neville needs work. His promos aren't the best. He needs some work on the mic.
And I think, honestly, that's why they've put him in the position that they've put him in, is so they can work with him on this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I think they're trying to move Bo on, and they're trying to get Bo ready to go up.
I don't know if Bo's ready to go up yet, but yeah, they're moving them apart now. But I don't know if it's Neville, how he cuts the promo.
He's hard to understand.
He is hard to understand, but the material he's given hasn't been anything worth writing home about at this point. Because this promo, the material was bad. It wasn't even the delivery. It was the material itself wasn't really any good. That doesn't, when you're not that great on the mic, you need good material, and he just didn't have it tonight. Which was sad, because he's their champion, so they gotta get him some better material. That's just my opinion on that whole thing.
And over time, I'm sure they will.
Hopefully.
But now, speaking of Neville and Dallas, well, let's our main event of the evening.
Let's get into it. It's NXT Championship Adrian Neville, Bo Dallas, for the gold, back and forth again. Again, this is a theme, back and forth wrestling to start. There was a nice moonsault by Neville to the outside onto Bo. At one point, Neville tried to spring off the ropes, but Bo knocked him off and he hit the floor hard. Bo had to bring him back into the ring to avoid the 10 count so he can get back the title. There was an impressive inside-out clothesline by Bo Dallas. And at that point, Bo started getting frustrated because he kept going for a pin. 1-2, kick out. 1-2, kick out. Neville kept getting up. There's one spot where Bo had, there was a sunset flip attempt, but Bo sat down and got the legs of Neville. 1-2, would have been 3, but the Bo lever had the ropes, and the referee saw it, so no 3 count there. Neville made his comeback with lots of leg strikes. There was a nice springboard forearm by Neville. Bo countered the red arrow by getting his knees up, which was impressive. They went back and forth a little bit. Neville countered the DDT, continued to go back and forth. Bo finally, crashed and burned. Got taken down by Neville. And then Neville went up to the top rope, and I don't know how many rotations it was. I wrote down it was in reverse 900, but it might have been 720. I don't know how many rotations it was. It was a lot.
The recap I says 450.
It looked more than a 450, but we'll go with 450. A reverse 450 splash by Neville pulls out. It was impressive. So Neville picked up the win and retained the NXT Championship. So Neville's still your champ.
And well, where does the leader of the Bo-leavers go from here?
That's a good question. What does Bo do from here?
I think it's something that... And we had talked about this off the show, where Bo's been working on the gimmick. They kind of have a direction for where they're going with it. You can kind of see what they want to do with it, where Bo is a heel, but he thinks he's a face. Mm-hmm. Where he's trying to be a role model and almost kind of a... Not a motivational speaker, but along those same lines.
Yeah.
And so part of it was you have to get the title off of Bo to explore that character without a title, because it's something of he's not going to go up with the NXT title. He needs to be able to do the character without a title, because now we know what it could be with a belt. Now we need to know what it's going to be without it. So it's something of where does Bo go from here? Does he doubt himself? Does he continue the feud with Neville? Does somebody, point out, you failed, haha, and they feud? It's kind of interesting of where do you go from here with Bo Dallas?
Bo needs to get into another feud. He needs to, you cannot let Bo just hang around. Bo needs direction, and I think they're going to give Bo some direction coming up.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Because the only way to get characters over, and again, this is the one critique I have about the show, is to get characters over, you need direction, and you need also to give them longer matches. That way, when they get up to TV, they can work them. The guys like the Ascension, this is a little side note, when you have guys like the Ascension, they're the dominating tag team because they're beating up people over and over again, that's one thing. That shows their power and how good they are, how they can be one-sided. They need to work longer matches with other people.
Yeah, and
that's the only way any of them are going to improve, is getting longer matches.
And I think that's something of we don't get to see that on TV, because they probably do get to work much longer matches on the live shows, but that because NXT is only an hour long, they have to cram as much as they can into the show and try and get as many people on the air as they can.
Oh, I understand.
Like, tonight was a very clear attempt to get as many people on as you could.
Oh, I understand this. Trust me, I understand this. But, again, that extra half hour would be needed, and that would kind of work out best.
Yeah, it's something of if they would even just expand it out, like I said, a half hour, I think that would do wonders for them, because then you could expand the matches, you could have longer, better matches. You could maybe have people do some backstage promos. Because that's the one thing about NXT is it's great wrestling and it's great to watch, but it's usually like three matches and then wham, bam, you're done. You know, they don't do a lot of backstage promos. They don't do...
You're missing some of the character development. Now, that's the next step, evolution. Just watching the show, as we've been lately, there needs to be... You see these people, but you need a little bit more character development to sort of come out from them. You need to learn more about them.
Yeah, it's something, and we got introduced to these people, and now we're kind of 3 or 4 weeks in, and it's like, okay, you know, all right, I'm familiar with them, but now I want to learn more about them so I can connect with them better, because I'm connecting with some people, and I like with some people, but it's like I don't know enough about them. And that's the hard thing. So it's something of, you know, even if you did more things on the network, or if you did more things on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or whatever to kind of sort of help to get to know these people better, that would be great. And that might be something for the future. We don't know.
Right. And that's the one thing with this whole... Remember the proposed ideas we ran through last week on the show?
Mm-hmm.
The behind the scenes of NXT. I think that would... They would serve well to, you know, have a little bit more programming where they just spotlight characters and give us video package telling us who these people are. They, with the network, and as the network expands, they'll probably get more time. Like the wrestling hour is fine, but if you can separate it where here's a half hour program or an hour program once a week spotlighting who is in NXT and do different people every week. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So, there you go.
There you go. But now, we're going to wrap up NXT, and we're going to move on to our question of the night, which is as follows.
What do you think of the current direction of the Shield and how they've been handling things as of late? And, you know, it's... People are liking it. People are confused about the build-up to WrestleMania that they've been involved with. That was one of the responses we got. Is like they're confused by the lack of, you know, long term build for them sort of, which had me confused a little bit, but whatever. One person basically went, and I'll read this. Nope, it was inevitable, I suppose. Seth is a natural face though, so he is so over. Dean seems a little awkward with the whole face thing. Prefer him heel, he plays it so well. Be interesting to see what's coming up. Whatever it is, the Shield will make it epic as always. Oh, and I think I prefer a Roman heel, but time will tell. He will do well either way. The man is a beast. So that was one of the longer comments we got. I figured I'd put that one out on the air. So that leads to the discussion of the current direction of the Shield. We haven't really delved into many things since we've had interviews like crazy, and we're really gearing up for next week's big show, because next week is the big show. It is WrestleMania preview next week on the show. Next week, we'll just be doing NXT and WrestleMania along with news, and we're going to be going really extended with WrestleMania, because we have lots and lots of opinions on WrestleMania. That shameless Shield out of the way. Back to the point. So, over the last few weeks, the Shield have, well, since their battle with the Wyatts, and they had to take sort of the position of the good guys in the war with the Wyatts, they've sort of gotten involved with the big red machine.
And right.
And while things haven't gone really to plan for Kane, and he's ended up as a result on beatings on half of the Shield, and they've sort of become good guys. Even to the point where after the show on Tuesday night where they taped SmackDown, John Cena did the fist thing with the Shield.
Yes. Well, I think it's something with the Shield that eventually you were going to have to either break them up or do something else with them, because as far as heels, they've pretty much done everything they can do. And if you're going to put them in a program with the Wyatts, even if it's only for 1 month, or if they're going to extend it out after WrestleMania, from what I've heard, then it's something of you're going to have to turn somebody, quote-unquote, face in that situation. And you're not going to do it with the Wyatts.
No.
That's not going to work. So you really kind of have to do it with the Shield. And it's something of the really going back to what the Shield was almost in the beginning, which was they don't work for anybody, as far as we know.
They're out for their own injustice. And
they're out for their own interests.
I am glad where the direction was and the changes has happened over the last few weeks. Was as you know, when we previewed Elimination Chamber a few weeks ago, and the Rumble and all that sort of thing, it was always, we kind of figured the dissension was starting to be there, because it was. They were hinting at a breakup. And we even figured, you know, it's coming during the Wyatt match, and it didn't come. There was a little tension after the fact because Dean was left laying and didn't show up. And then Seth broke away in the second encounter and let them get beat down. And then they hashed it out by slapping the crap out of each other.
Boys, I still don't understand that.
It's what boys do. Just let it be.
Okay. Just letting it be.
Just let it be. That's how people... Anyway.
Guy logic.
Yes. Guy logic, it works. Like, regular logic, it works. Anyway.
Except with DNA.
I tried them. Anyway. My point is, I am glad they have taken this direction with them. Because now, with any character, you can see it in every character. It's a fresh, new direction. When you change, when you do that turn, you have a new direction.
And honestly, truth be told, the Shield aren't true faces. They're kind of going back into that tweener role, but they're standing against Kane and the Authority because it's like basically they don't want to take crap from Kane.
Right.
And they've been telling Kane from day one, we don't take orders from you.
Right.
We take them from Hunter and Stephanie.
Right.
The Authority. And it's like, it doesn't matter who you are. They've been telling him, we're not going to put up with your crap. And now Kane is learning, well, they're seriously not going to take it, but now we're seeing Kane exercise his authority over the Shield.
Right. And I hope this is not just a small little thing. I hope it's not, hey, we're turning them a little bit and then breaking them right up there for WrestleMania. I hope it's for the long term.
I think it will be.
I have a feeling we're going to get another 4, 5, 6 month run out of them together, because guess what? Let's face it. It's not time to break them up yet. They're too good together.
No, and it's something of you need to have something major happen to really have the Shield break apart. And, you know, honestly, egos are nice, but egos really aren't that good of a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something of you either need to have it where they willingly disband, realizing that it's no longer working. That it comes to a point where somebody cannot be controlled, either Roman or Seth or Dean. Because as we've seen, Dean was there for a while getting incredibly unstable.
Because he is the lunatic fringe.
He's still fairly unstable, but he's getting his stuff back together. But, you know, could Dean's crazy play a factor? Could, you know, Roman's ego play a factor?
Eventually it will. And the one thing you've noticed is that the team is now Dean and Seth, and Roman's now they're slightly positioning Roman as the singles guy, and they have the tag team of Dean and Seth.
Right.
Which is a nice little twist, because we haven't seen them team at all during the first run. It was always Seth and Roman.
Well, I think it's something if they wanted to have Roman in there with somebody that could kind of walk him through everything, get him through everything, because Roman is not as experienced as Dean and Seth, and he's been absorbing everything they've been telling him and showing him and that kind of thing, which is great. Mm-hmm. And he's really taken it to heart as a learning experience, and now it's something if they need to, as we saw with Bray Wyatt, they need to work on his singles match skills for both of them.
Yes.
But especially for Roman, because Roman just, you know, you can tell he's not been in a lot of singles
matches.
He's
developing his moveset. You can tell they're giving him signature moves. Now he just needs to fully put it together more and more. And the more experience he has doing it and still being a part of the Shield will help him, because, you know, he still has them to rely on.
Right, and slowly you're going to start to see them wean the three of them off, and then they'll do the split. But they don't need to do the split right away. It's something of when you have the Shield split, it really needs to be one of those keynote memorable moments. You know, I would almost say you wait to do it at, like, a SummerSlam.
Yes, because WrestleMania is WrestleMania, and you have all the big names, and the big moment is going to be, yes, 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 you would think. But I'm still going with the Triple H movement. Yes! Yes! Yes. Anyway. So giving the Shield their own moment at a SummerSlam, and then you go into the fall with the Battle of the Shield.
Right. And that's a good program to run up until Rumble, and then you go into the next Mania with it, you know, however you want to do it, or by that point they split apart. But yeah, it's like, I like the direction. You know, I agree with the person that said Dean is awkward. Dean is not used to being a face. You can tell Dean is not used to being a face. So
no,
it's something
he's
of
not.
he's trying to make what he's doing work as a face.
And
you know, it's like
it's
Seth and Roman didn't have to change much.
No. Rollins just needs to do flippy flippies and dives a plenty, and he's got the crowd on the edge of their feet.
Right. Dean, it's a little more difficult because he's, you know, he likes to cheat, he likes to play dirty, and as a face you really can't do that. But when you put them against teams that have more heelish tendencies, like the Wyatts, like the Authority, that makes it easier for them.
Correct. So we'll see where things go from there. But yeah, I'm liking the direction. I want it to continue. I want to see them as a face on the side of good rather than the side of evil, and see how that plays out.
I don't know if I want to see them, you know, on either side. I just like that they're watching out for their own interests again, and that they're really not taking crap from anybody. Like, honestly, it's something of, it was cool when they stood with the Authority because it made sense, but it's like, you know, it compromised what the Shield was about, which was, it's about injustice, and they're perpetrating several forms of injustice, and it's kind of like, okay, well, that compromises their mission statement. And now you have the Shield kind of going more back to what they were originally.
I agree.
And you're going to see that organic growth again, which is what you want.
Oh, it is. It really is.
So, I'm looking forward to see what the Shield do to Kane and the Outlaws at Mania, but we'll get into that next week.
Yes, we will.
Because, well, next week is our big WrestleMania Spectacular.
we're calling it Spectacular now. How about that?
Why not?
It's a WrestleMania Spectacular next week, yes.
We're gonna be breaking down WrestleMania. We're gonna be doing preview in Pick'em for the show. We're gonna be talking about the Hall of Fame. We're gonna be talking about all the news coming out of New Orleans. There was a peek at the set, which we should talk about.
Yeah.
Unless you want to give the people a taste now.
Yeah, talk about the set. We'll let the music continue. But yeah, continue, talk about the set.
Basically, the set is gonna be the logo with a giant fleur-de-lis behind it.
Which is going to look, it's going to be purple and gold, it's going to look spectacular. Yeah.
Yeah, a picture got leaked of them setting it up. The sets have arrived in New Orleans. They're in the process of setting them up now. It's going to take them probably better part of a week to get it done.
Should we throw out the question right now for next week?
Yeah, go ahead and throw out the question of the night now.
What is your favorite WrestleMania set? Simple as that. Got 1 week
to decide. Simple as that.
1 week, tell us what you think.
Because, so, well, we've had some contenders now over the last couple of years.
Yes, we have. And me and Lindsay want to really get into it again.
Yeah, we really want to talk about it again. So, think about it. What's your favorite WrestleMania set? Let us know next week.
And be a part of our WrestleMania Spectacular next Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on The Rack.
Yes. But where else can they find the fine programming on this network?
Speaking of The Rack, check out The Rack Extra Total Divas Episode 2 Recap. As we break down all the happenings that happened on this past Sunday show, including everything involving Nikki and John Cena, and mainly stuff with Natty. Oh, the stuff with Summer. Oh, you know, and Arion. It's, yeah, Brian got a bus. Check it out, The Rack Extra, dropping tomorrow afternoon, right here at Wild Talk Radio and RackRadioShow.com. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, and the unusual. Join us, follow Subway on Twitter, at XcursSubway. Follow the show on Twitter, at CB Radio WTR. Follow Rob on Twitter, at CB Radio GOE. Followed on Facebook at facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbananas. Sunday night, WTR, Sunday night, will be their WrestleMania preview. Join Tim Stein, Mason Omega for all that. Check them out on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night and Wrestle Talk Radio on Facebook. Monday Night is the Raw Post Show. It is the go-home edition of Monday Night Raw leading into WrestleMania. So we'll break it all down at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. And as I said, we'll be back next Thursday night for the WrestleMania Spectacular right here on the Rack. Go to RackRadioShow.com. Check out our YouTube channel. The link is on RackRadioShow.com. Follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Twitter.com/WTR_The_Rack. And check me out on Twitter at WildTalkRadio. Check out the WTR riffs that I've been posting right now on Twitter and on Facebook. They're last year's look back at WrestleMania. You can check them all out at WildTalkRadio.com/WTRriffs.
You can follow me on Twitter, at LinsWard, LinsWard. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. Under the Contact Us section of my website, there's a link to my Rebel store. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to purchase my artwork, it is available for sale, including the Believe It graphic, which got featured tonight, thanks to WWE NXT on Twitter, and also Sasha Banks. Thumbs up again. Got to brag about that.
Yeah.
So you can buy it. It is available for purchase at Redbubble.com in my store. Just, once again, go to SiteWarDesigns.com, click on the Contact Us section, and click the link, and it will take you right to the store. If you just want to check my artwork out, you can go to Behance.net/LinsWard, LinsWard, same as the Twitter, and all of it is available there for your viewing pleasure, including the Believe It piece, as well as also the new piece, Haunted, featuring, well, someone who may or may not be Bo Dallas' brother, Bray Wyatt.
Kayfabe.
I said may or may not.
Kayfabe.
And they haven't gone there with it yet. There's some potentially good.
And they may or may not be at Access at the same time. You never know.
They could be. You never know. That would be hilarious if they were across the way from each other and throwing stuff at each other.
I think they are. Honestly.
If this happens and they're near each other, somebody gets pictures of this, please.
Yes.
Please.
There you go.
Anyway, listen to The Rack every Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Go check out RackRadioShow.com for all our fantastic interviews, including the amazing Rob Schomburger, the awesome Natty Neidhart, and so many others. Please, once again, RackRadioShow.com. Go to WildTalkRadio.com for all the fine programming on this network, because we all work very hard. And, of course, visit our fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TeenAsylum.com, and Memorabilia Lane, MemLanePromo.com, for all your memorabilia needs. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. We're going to sign off for the night because I think I've flubbed enough. Remember, listen next week for our WrestleMania Spectacular. Till then, bye!
Wildtalkradio.com.